Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. With obesity comes a host of comorbid conditions, including type 2 diabetes. Endocrinologists and bariatric surgeons at UPMC work together to help obese patients diagnosed with type 2 diabetes achieve the best possible outcome.
Obesity is clearly one of the greatest health threats that we face today. More than two-thirds of Americans are overweight or obese, and these numbers continue to rise. If these trends continue, more than 80% of Americans will be overweight or obese by 2018.
So when you look at the rise in obesity, the rise in severe obesity is happening in even more of an exponential fashion.
It's important to refer patients with obesity to an endocrinologist early because obesity is highly associated with glucose intolerance and insulin resistance, which are predecessors to type 2 diabetes. Studies such as the Diabetes Prevention Program have clearly shown that aggressive lifestyle intervention, with or without pharmacotherapy, can promote weight loss and delay the onset and/or progression of type 2 diabetes.
There's a large spectrum of treatment for obesity that ranges from behavioral weight control, which is managing diet and exercise and doing so in a supervised fashion, to medications for obesity treatment. And there's a series of medications that work by different mechanisms.
For those patients who are not able to lose sufficient weight with medical therapy alone, we can often identify them early for surgical intervention.
And those options, the two dominant operations worldwide and in this country, are gastric bypass and laparoscopic adjustable gastric banding. The current criteria are what we follow are the NIH criteria for surgery, and that's a body mass index between 35 and 40 with associated serious medical problems like type 2 diabetes, sleep apnea, and hypertension. In addition, anyone with a body mass index of 40 or above is a candidate for surgery even without medical problems. We see an improvement or resolution of diabetes after 1 year of approximately 80 to 85%. So there's really a startling resolution of diabetes following gastric bypass surgery. So what's happening now in our field is we're beginning to explore the mechanisms to understand what's happening in a hormonal way with a bypass that improves diabetes in this many patients. I think we'll begin to understand in more detail on a hormonal level what happens for diabetes improvement following bypass. And I think, honestly, it's one of the most exciting areas in surgical research right now in bariatric surgery.
UPMC is a leader in the field of obesity because we really take a multidisciplinary approach to the treatment of obesity. We have outstanding strengths in both the medical realm as well as in the surgical realm. This integrated approach provides all the options for the patients.
The good news is that bariatric surgery now offers overweight or obese patients with type 2 diabetes the possibility that their diabetes will diminish or in some cases even disappear. It's important for physicians to know that in addition to lifestyle changes, there are a variety of medical and surgical treatments available for the diabetic patient who's also overweight.